You're going to find this quite strange, actually. I felt in the first 10 minutes we were slow starters, as we usually are. After that, I felt we were a better team in the first half. Every time the ball goes in our box or a shot at goal, it was in our better team in the first half. We felt having a cutting edge. But in terms of dominating the ball, every time it goes forward or a shot at goal, it seems to go in the back of our net. I've been in games like that. We have to defend it a little bit better. In the second half, there's a wee bit where we are. We feel sorry for ourselves. There are a lot of young boys in there. I understand that. As I'm standing here talking to you now at 57-year-old, I was the best player in the world. But when I try and pick myself away back, when I was in teams as a young man fighting relegation, I feel their pain. I really do feel their pain. So I'm in it with them in that way. My biggest frustration, and even if he's on the back of 5-0, I've got a great belief in them. I really do. I believe in them. I see them doing things on a training pitch. I see them doing some wonderful stuff. It's all right, we need to bring that to the game on a Saturday. And we need to toughen up a little bit. We're a little bit in terms of when it comes into our box, we concede goals far too easy. It's not the first time this year. It's happened against Queen of the South and it's happened against Arbroath now. You know, we need to sit down and analyse it and look at it and try and pick a team that is going to give us the best chance to win in the game. I think they give me their all. I really do. And I feel for them. I really, really do fear for them. But I'm going to say something here. It might be the best thing that happened to us. It might be now the realisation, whoa, we're right in this dogfight. It might be the best thing that happened to us. And it's up to these guys to come in here and do something about it. Need to use the fuel of getting beat 5-0, the embarrassment of getting beat 5-0. That's the word I'm going to say, and this is no for... I'm embarrassed. You know, you have to be embarrassed. That's taking nothing away for Morton. I'm embarrassed. But you have to use that fuel, that hurt, that pain for next week. And if we can do that and do the stuff that we, the fundamentals, better in terms of, you know, making it stick, getting after people, helping that, or if turning bad into good, bad pass turning into good, get after it, all that stuff, play forward the more, sticking it, helping your teammate, all that stuff, doing what you're doing in the training pitch, going and express yourself, and you play with that, then we'll be better for it. And it has to happen. It has to happen ASAP.
Given you acknowledge that the hedge went down slightly, do you believe that you have got a group that can respond the way that you're demanding?
Yep, I do. You know, there's one or two of them could do with game time in terms of Donaldson and Lewis Martin game time, but it's no excuse. And you just need to stand up to it. You cannot feel, that's my message to them. You think I went in there, don't feel sorry for yourself. Be embarrassed. Let the pain hurt you, it should hurt you. But on the flip side of that, right, we're talking about character and I've mentioned it, and it's all the stuff when you get beat all managers and all that, and the spirit and the character. I've been there. I've played with guys that are the most quietest guys. As soon as you step on that white line, something happens, that switch goes on. It's the switch. It's the switch that brings the winner in you. And if the switch is knowing that mental switch, if that mental switch saying, well, if that's playing games, it's, you know, and you've got doubt, you shouldn't have put the strip on. You should not put the strip on. That's a fear. You cannot fear. What have you got to lose? We're getting beaten. What you've got to lose? Go beat everything that you've done since you're 5-year-old. Have no trepidation in your game. Be the best that you can be. Added to the stuff that I'm wanting off them. You know, a real good teammate and a real good siege mentality together. If you do that, we'll be all right for it. As I say, this could be the catalyst for us going forward.
Are you hoping to bring
horrible, horrible catalyst, may I add, because let's get this straight. You've got to write stuff up, and my message to the Dunfermline supporters is really, really embarrassed for that. Really embarrassed. I'll back them 100%, but they're my boys. I'm in it with them, you know, but you have to have a real pride in what we're doing, a real pride, be it for your family, for your kids, for your grandparents, your parents. I would love to think it's for Dunfermline. I really love to think it's for Dunfermline, and if it is, what a chance we've got. But you have to find that, you have to find that nugget. What it is, it switches that, it brings out the animal in you to be a winner.
You hope to bring anybody in?
We're always working, aye, we're always working, even before the game, we're always ducking and diving. I always knew, I'm under no illusions and I'm no taking stuff, I'll face it up. What needs done at the club, I was under no illusions, the job was in front of me. And I've had a good response off them, but we're a little bit naive. I think that I'm talking for 10 minutes, but we'll probably sum it up, we're a little bit naive in terms of everything that we do. So hopefully we can get one or two in to help them.
Can we assume that Mark Connolly won't be staying around?
Mark was, he was actually, that's been actually ongoing for the last 2 or 3 weeks. He might be going back to Dundee United or going on loan somewhere else. But right at this moment in time, he's hurt his thigh. So, you know, pointless I'm coming here. That's why, and Big Reese had a wee bit COVID, so... That's it, it's got to be like that. But that's that, even that as well, that's part of the battle. Guys sitting out and, you know, gaffer hunger, get your chance, go and take your chance. That's what I'm saying, you have to. It'll all be there, it swings and roundabouts, tops and changes. And when you get your chance, make sure you stay in the team, in a winning team.
And Graham Dorans was absent as well?
He's been another COVID victim, yeah, unfortunately. Okay. So now I think we're down to the 7 days. I think they'll be back for, it was Thursday, I think they'll be back for next week. Okay, cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.